fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our third hour here, the second hour of Firearms Monday. The prepper tip of the day: have a plan B and have a plan C. One thing you can count on is things won't go according to plan. So have a backup plan and have a backup on the backup. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook, the website, it's hard to break old habits. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The phone number, if you want to sign up for a class, get in on the current bulk order of thermal imaging, or maybe have a custom rifle built, just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And, is there some more to answer for John's question there, John? Sam? You're on mute there, Sam.
I think we covered his basic, okay. His basic question. You know, it's the simple answer is that your rights are God-given. Governments only operate legitimately with the consent of the people, and the powers of consent include the power to withdraw consent. And that's where we're having big problems these days, because we have people in control that aren't representing us, yet we don't have any simple, reliable mechanism to withdraw our consent and get them out of office. And it's typical what happened in Virginia when they passed all those bogus gun control laws. The people immediately began a recall petition on the governor, and they immediately passed laws to make it more difficult to get a recall election.
Right.
And
right.
That's the pattern, is that the government has systemically, over a period of 150 years, passed laws to make it more and more difficult for the people to hold politicians accountable and for the people to withdraw their consent. We need to fix that. That's
right.
A big
deal. That's exactly what's absolutely it is. Well, we're headed the right direction. A lot of political pundits are saying that the next year, November of 2022, there'll be an overturn in the House, and the Senate will be a much stronger Republican majority. We also have some very high-level people saying that President Trump will be back in office. No-nonsense, smart people like Sidney Powell.
Well, wait till you see what comes out of this Arizona audit. I think the report is going to be released this week. Remember, Bill Barr said there was no election fraud. Nothing that would even change the election a little bit. There was no fraud, right? Yet we saw people counting the same ballots three times in Georgia.
Right.
And we saw Trump leading the election at midnight before all the stoppages by hundreds of thousands of votes. And then all the machines got shut down, and all of a sudden Trump lost in all these states. Right? I mean, this whole thing smacks of corruption. This whole thing smacks of fraud. And nobody's gotten to the bottom of it. And not to our court's credits, these cowardly judges refuse to hear any evidence. And you know, a lot of people rely on the Supreme Court and our judges throughout the Federal Court of Appeals system and the circuit courts are judges to be the last firewall to justice. And when the judges bag out on you and won't even hear the evidence, we got big problems in this country.
That's right. We do. Big problems. And I hope people will step to the plate. And I've been encouraging people to get active locally. Become a Republican committeeman in your county. Run for school board. Run for county office. The power for these parties is not at the national level. The power comes out of these 3,300 plus counties, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes, sir. 100%. You know, we absolutely have to start taking back our school boards, taking back our local government, taking back our state governments. And when we get 35 states that are legit representatives of their people, then we can fix this federal problem. But until then, it's not possible.
Absolutely. Our next caller is back again. It's Kyle Montana. Yes, sir. What? Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm sorry to get in. I call in twice, John, but I just got to get in on this. I don't know about you guys, but I think what they've got planned for us, there's not going to be an interim election. It'll be a facade, because they will try their best to do what they'll do exactly what they've already done. They all, you know, Sam, you said something earlier there. If you don't know your enemy, know yourself, like Sun Tzu said, you know, you're going to lose all of your battles. And the reality is, in my opinion, I don't think the Republicans have a clue, really, who they're fighting. These guys will lie, cheat, steal, and that's just modus operandi for them. That's okay. That's a war. We're in a war. And until we realize that, and until we start acting like we're in a war, we're going to keep losing. I don't see a way to fix this at all, personally. This is, in my opinion, this country is going down, and it's going to go down before an interim election, whether it's a financial collapse, whether it's an invasion, whether it's martial law, whether all of these different Black Lives Matter protests all over all summer long, all I think being orchestrated to bring this country to its knees. And I just don't see what we should have had, in my opinion, the one failure of the Constitution is this, that the states do not seem to, at least the constitutional scholars I've talked to say that once someone is elected, they've got a 4-year term without any possibility of a recall. It is almost impossible to get it done. And that was their failure. Could have gotten half of the voters in a state to sign a petition to recall a particular senator. They could have another election to hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable. But right now, we've got Tester in there, and he's a maggot from on high. I can't stand the guy. I can't believe people of Montana put that. He's an incredible politician, but he's a maggot when he just, you know, he's just going right along floating the Democratic communist agenda without any reservations, because he knows he's got 4 or 5 more years and there's not a chance he can be recalled. You know, I don't know. This is so frustrating to me, and I don't see a way out of it. And I personally think the issues facing us right now, that there's just no chance that this country is going to survive Biden. He hadn't even been in office 6 months. We've seen 30% increase in gas. We've seen 40-50% increase of food. Well, if you can control energy and you control food and you put it out of the reach of the normal the normal working man, you're going to starve them right down into submission. Your comments, guys. I mean, I vented a little bit here, but your comments would be appreciated.
Well, I'll go first and Sam can follow up. My personal philosophy is to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And I've done that all my life. Even when I was in Vietnam, I was hoping for the best and looking forward to a great civilian life ahead of me once I left the U.S. Army, despite being in combat in Vietnam. Sam, your follow-up, sir.
Well, I don't have as negative a view as Kyle does. I believe that what Kyle said about people trying to bring this country to its knees is true, but I also believe that the American people are quite a bit more resilient than Kyle's giving us credit for, and I think that we have quite a battle ahead of us, but I don't see the bad guys winning. I see us winning.
Well, boy, I'll tell you one thing, guys. I hope you're right. I really do. This is one thing that I hope you're right. One thing for sure, we will know a lot more by the end of this next winter. I think we will know a lot more of where we really stand. I think that this coming winter, my opinion again, this coming winter, they're planning on so much problems with this country that people will not be able. The cold weather will inhibit a lot of things going on, and I think this coming winter is going to be the place where they cause the American people to break and submit. And that's
well, it's real simple, Kyle. Kyle, the answer is real simple. Get rid of those damn electronic voting machines and start having legitimate election security and start putting representative people in office. That's what needs to happen, point blank.
Well, I totally agree with you,
Sam.
That's
the start of the solution. And you know what? Where are the people in Montana pushing for a paper ballot only election? Where are the people in Montana pushing for? Well, then how did they get this clown in office?
Because we've got a couple of really good guys. We got and then we've got one really good senator, Steve Daines, and we got this. But we have one senator that for some reason he is a master manipulator, and he has tons and tons of money coming from outside the state. I can't remember the exact amount, but it was like 90%.
So recall him.
I have tried to start this, and I have had a constitutional lawyer that's on our side tell me it's not going to happen. There's no chance you're going to get him recalled at all.
Well, I don't care if he's a constitutional scholar. If you have a recall law in your state, recall him. You it's so much easier to do a recall in Montana than it is in a place like New York. You have 1/100 the signatures that you need.
Right.
You just need to get 3 representatives in each county in Montana to start collecting signatures.
Yeah,
I don't care what the lawyer says.
Well, who I don't know. We'll have to. I'll have to pursue that even further.
Kyle, there's a lot of people, you know, that said, "Oh, well, this football team's not going to win the Super Bowl. They got no chance." And they win the game. That's why we play the game on the field. We don't just take the Vegas line and skip the game. We actually play the game on the field and actually see who wins.
Right.
Just because some clown with a law degree says, "Oh, you'll never recall that guy." So what?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, at least it's worth the shot. But, all right. Well, I just wanted to call in. I just hope you are.
How many correct. Counties do you have? How many counties do you have in your state?
You know, I don't know for sure, to be honest with you. I think it's around
let's say 40 or 50. Counties. Let's say you have 100 counties. That's 300 people. That's all it is. It's 300 people collecting signatures in each, three in each county. If you only got 50 counties, then you got a lot of territory. Well, then maybe it's four people in 40 counties. You just got to get organized to get it done. I would hate to see your state fail in the court of a lawyer's opinion rather than fail on the field trying, right?
Right.
Get
I agree with
the
you.
Arena and get the recall done. You know, have you ever heard
contact
the phrase?
I contact a couple of different other friends of mine that are well connected up in the state government and see what more could be done, or if there is any possibility of this even happening. But you know something though, Sam, guys, the getting rid of these electronic voting machines is going to be a real hill to die on, because I mean we don't have them here in Montana, and that's one of the reasons the state went so red in this last election. The one senator that I'm talking about was elected before when there was a governor that was a Democrat. And he also had a ton of money from outside, and he just waves, you know, and lies and lies and lies. Same thing as Tester has done, just lie to people all over and over and over again.
So why don't you pass a law in your state preventing outside money from coming into your state elections?
Well, I will tell you this, Sam. I have contacted some state senators probably 15 times and tried to get that that exact same thing done in this state. And there's enough rhino Republicans in this that they would not allow it to happen. And I told them, I said, your biggest failure. We passed some great gun laws and some great laws this last time around, but they only meet every 2 years. And I told them your biggest failure was to be able to pass some kind of a state law saying we can recall our senators or congressmen with, two-thirds majority vote or whatever, 50-50 vote, whatever it is, but do something. And they could not get it done. I was just thinking, you know, we have communists in the top four positions of this government. So that's personally, no way they're going to get rid of these electronic voting machines in this unless they go state by state by state. And they've got to do it in the states of Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan. They've got to get them done in those states, or else those are the swing states that's still going to throw everything back Democratic, it seems.
Well, you're going to have to get people that are willing to take action and not listen to people's opinions. Experts are wrong all the time. You know, you got to do the right thing regardless of what the supposed experts say.
Yep. I'm with you, Sam. All right, guys. Okay. I know the break's coming.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, we got a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 28th day of June. And this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. A great sale going on right now until midnight, a week from today, the 5th of July. Check that out. This is Farmers Monday. If you're visiting with Sam Andrews, website freedomcentertraining.com. Sam, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. You know, I've met a lot of people who believe that the end of the Civil War brought the answer to the states' rights question in favor of the federal government. And, you know, they, you know, see, you know, Lincoln is the great centralizer, and we now have the word indivisible and the Pledge of Allegiance and all that sort of thing. But obviously not quite the case. But I also, and it's been a while since I've heard about this, but as the various states joined the Union, you know, I've heard I've heard about 8 states or so, or at least Texas certainly being one of them, have specific, you know, escape clauses, secession clauses in their charters when they joined the Union. Or do you know anything about this by any chance?
I don't know of anything specific in the state charters. I'm sure that sort of thing could exist, but I don't think I don't think it has to exist, because the federal government has no enumerated power in the Constitution to prevent a state from seceding. The fact is, the North bullied the South and they won. It's that simple.
Right.
The 10th Amendment is still real. The 9th Amendment is still real. The concept of representative government and the government deriving its power from the people is still real. The problem is, our public schools haven't educated anyone on these things. And the schools that have, half the people slept through history class. So we have this ignorant populace that understands not what our founding fathers tried to do. And they don't see the value in it, and they don't see the value in defending it. They're inwardly focused, selfish people that see the value of what they're trying to do that day and not much further.
The notion of consent is implied. So it's just, you know, just begging the question as to whether or not it's actually ever been made explicit rather than implied, you know, or so. Yeah, but and the other thing is, I'm not sure the state identities or the intertwining of all the economies would make secession very difficult. You know, but maybe perhaps doable. I'm not even sure it's the best ideas, but certainly, certainly would be very difficult. I really think the federal government would certainly resort to unconstitutional means to quell any such movements. But anyway, all right, thank you guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks for the call. All right, our next caller is, looks like, Lane in Idaho. Good morning, Lane.
Hi, I have a couple questions for Sam, if you guys have time.
Please.
Okay, my first question is about pistol lights. I've been looking at the TLR-7 Streamlight and the Olight. I think it's the Valkyrie PL-2 Pro. I can't remember. I think that's the one that's the compact one. And then a Surefire light. It's the XC-1B. And I was just wondering, Sam, if you have any experience with any of those and what one actually holds up and doesn't start breaking.
Forget the Surefire. That one's off the list. I guess my first choice, if it fits the size frame pistol you have, would be the Olight.
Okay.
And my second choice would be the PL-7. And I wouldn't even consider the Surefire. For years and years has been a horse's ass company to me. They don't support their products. You have a problem with a product, they won't replace it, even if it's a week old. I mean, I had nothing but problems with Surefire. I have no interest in ever purchasing a product that says Surefire on it.
Okay.
Hold on, Lane. We got a break. We'll be right back after the break. We'll continue. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 28th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. I may sound like a broken record, but no apologies. You can save a life if you convince one person not to get the COVID vaccination. The information you need to educate yourself is at my website at thelibertyman.com, especially Dr. Mike Yaden's interviews and videos. Former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research there. Yeah, he's the real deal, all right. We finally got caught up on energy cleaners over the weekend. More to go. I'm packing them up diligently, getting them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. If you have arthritis issues, you need an energy cleaner. You want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do? You also need an energy cleaner. $295 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. You can place your order using PayPal at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following website. Listen carefully, freedomcentertraining.com. And it looks like, Lane, you got a follow-up question, sir?
Yes. So about the PL2 Pro, the Olight one, does it fit the Glock 19 good?
Well, if I had a Glock 19, I would get a ball door. made by Olight with a green laser. That would be the light I'd recommend. Or the Valkyrie PL-2, the standard one, if you don't want a laser. We don't use the laser in a tactical environment, but we do use it in our dry fire practice. So it's a handy thing to have on the pistol.
I see. Okay. And the other question I have is about body armor. Do you still have body armor in, like the plate type body armor in stock, and what types do you have?
Yes, we still have body armor in stock. We carry the 3 Plus and the Level 4 plates. The 3 Plus plates are so good now that we don't even necessarily recommend a Level 4 unless you're a really, really big guy and an Olympic quality athlete. The Level 3 Pluses will stop the new M855A1 round like 7 strikes from that particular round. It's the newer, hotter armor-piercing round, and the Level 3 Plus plates will stop that no problem at all. And they're thin. They're only about 5/8 of an inch wide, and they only weigh about 4 pounds. And they're absolutely amazing. And that's what most of the guys are carrying these days in their kit, because they're light, they're thin, they're not bulky, and they work amazingly well.
Okay, and so what are they? Are they steel or ceramic, or what sort of material are they?
No, they're a carbide face with a high molecular weight polymer behind that carbide face.
Okay.
It's not technology that you've seen before. It's relatively new.
Yeah, I've heard of them doing that, but I haven't, like, actually ever used any. What's the price on those plates for 10x12, you know?
Yeah, a 10x12, we use what's called a multi-curve 3 Plus in the front.
Uh-huh.
And that plate runs about $300, and then we use something called a single curve in the back, which is helps protect your spine if you fall on your back. We prefer that over the multi curve in the back, and those are about $280.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for all that, and I will probably be getting back to you about the armor again. Just going back to the lights for just a second. You guys haven't had problems with the Olight going out on you guys while they're being used and everything? Pretty reliable.
No. I read some crap on the internet about it, but I've sold probably 70 or 100 of them in the last 2 years, and we haven't had a single one fail. So I'm not sure what they're talking about. I wonder if they're using weird batteries, or if they're stuffing the batteries in and bending the contact springs or something. I don't know what they're doing with them, but we haven't had a single issue with them. They've been fantastic.
I see. Okay. And have you had any problems with the Streamlight TLR7s, or are they?
No, they've been rock solid as well. No issues. Zero problems with either one of those two.
I see. My main thing with the Olights is, and it sounds like from what you said, you can. I didn't know if you could replace the batteries on them, or if they were sealed in because they were rechargeable ones.
Well, it depends on which model you buy. We buy the kind where you can pop the batteries out, the 123 lithiums, and stuff two new ones in there. I don't like the internal rechargeable ones. I have no use for that stuff.
Okay.
So I want to be able to change batteries quickly and get the light up and running in less than a minute.
That was my thought on that, too, especially because a lot of times I'm in areas where there's no electricity to even recharge anything.
Exactly.
They make a rechargeable and a not rechargeable battery or light. Okay. Okay, well, I will look into that more, and thank you very much for your help, Sam.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Lane. Our next caller is John in British Columbia. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. My question is about humidity, especially as relating to your guns that are stored in a gun safe. And is that a big issue?
It sure can be.
Yeah.
It sure can be. You want a dehumidifier inside the safe. You can also put some desiccant bags in the safe that will help with that. And also the type of oil that you oil your guns with, We generally oil the barrel inside and out, and we store them muzzle down. Take a paper towel and fold it up about 4 or 5 times in half. Just keep folding it and then place it under the muzzle, muzzle down. So any oil drains to that pad and doesn't drain into your trigger mechanism. And that, along with a dehumidifier and a couple of desiccant bags, will keep your guns from rusting in a humid environment.
Yeah, it's the reason that's a good idea. Mine are stored up right there, hunting rifles. And I had some of those bamboo bags in there that you can recharge by drying them out. But I put one of those little plastic damp traps, and that was about 6 months ago, not even. And when I looked in it the other day, it was 3/4 full. I'm going, where did that water come from, you know? And we have the same, we have almost identical climate here to Seattle. And it's humid all year round. And I thought, wow, that water's in my safe. And I thought, storing muzzle down, I've never heard of doing that. That's a good idea. Anyway, I appreciate your time, Sam.
Yeah,
have a great day.
Put plenty of oil on those guns inside and out, everywhere but the trigger mechanism, and store muzzle down, and you shouldn't have any issues.
Wow. Okay, that's a great idea. Thank you very much, Sam.
Take care.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. We're getting a lot of great information out here, Sam, aren't we, sir?
We sure try, John. You know, there used to be a gun culture in America that was rock solid. And back when little boys grew up in a home with a father, you know, and now we have so many people, broken marriages, they grew up in a home with a mom that doesn't have gun training. And, you know, a lot of these fundamental disciplines have been lost in the culture. And it's great to see people calling in and asking technical questions, because there are answers. If you have a question, there's an answer. So don't hesitate to call in. A lot of times the answers are simple. You just have to have the right approach.
Absolutely. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And, well, if you want world-class training, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go to Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. Seriously, world-class training for your rifles and pistols. And the class schedule is posted at Freedom Center. Check it out. We don't know how much time we've got. Hopefully we'll make it through the summer without the balloon going up. But we simply don't know, do we, Sam?
Yeah, freedomcentertraining.com is where you can get information on the training. John, we had so much fun this weekend training these guys. You know, we shot over their heads with all this different ammunition. We spent about $140 in ammo shooting over our students' heads so they could learn to recognize the different sounds that these guns make when the bullets fly by your head. And they were kind of in awe of that scenario. And then we brought them up on the firing line of the big range with their red dot AR-15s, and we taught them how to make hits from the kneeling position and the prone position with a red dot at 300 yards. And to a man, almost everyone said, if you'd have told me that I could hit a man consistently shot after shot at 300 yards with a red dot sight on an AR-15, I would have told you were crazy. And to a man, every one of them was making hits at 300 yards with their AR-15.
Okay. We got a call on hold. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. To Glenn's statement, I heard a very good argument of why they didn't put anything in the Constitution about secession, because they thought that, you know, with splitting from England, with the Declaration of Independence, it was a given that, you know, if this government became corrupt, that we would have the right to secede. I hope we don't split up, because, you know, landlocked states are very screwed, you know, if we split in real small things. But I completely understand why the South was going to split, you know, because the North just wanted them for a raw material reservoir. So, but anyway, I thought that was, that made sense to me. So that's all I had, gentlemen.
Okay, sure. Thanks. Well, the North actually wanted the tax revenue from the South. The South was the cash cow for the North. The money was going North and being spent in the North, and virtually none being spent in the South. And that was one of the big issues for the war, wasn't it? And the Confederate States of America, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it sure was. That was not a war over slavery. That was a war over money. And they used the slavery issue to recruit soldiers in the North, but there were slaves in the North as well. A lot of people don't want to tell the truth about that whole scenario, and a lot of the history books have been changed in the public schools. But if you ever question what I just said, ask yourself this question: why did the Northern armies go in and burn the South? Read about the burning of the South, the cities, the schools, the libraries, the city halls, the manufacturing companies. If it was about slavery, the armies of the North would have gone in and killed or captured the slave owners and tried the ones that they captured for crimes against humanity. But that's not what they did. They went in and destroyed the infrastructure of the South. Read about the burning of the South. And then, once the war was over, they reinstalled the plantation owners on the plantations to keep the cotton coming. You know, so when you really look at it in great detail, what happened and why it happened, you realize it had nothing to do with slavery and it had everything to do with money. And it's a real dark spot on American history, both slavery and the Civil War, which had very little to do with slavery. But it's definitely worth understanding if you want to take the time and educate yourself from the actual history and how things went down in the South.
Right, right. Well, I've given the list of U.S. states that had slavery and when slavery ended. And it's an education to find out that slavery was alive and well, and men and women, boys and girls were being bought and sold in the United States of America all during the Civil War. Ironically, the top Confederate States General, General Lee, did not own slaves during the Civil War, and the top American U.S. General did, U.S. Grant. And his response to the reporters was pretty flippant: well, good help's hard to find.
Yeah, well, thank goodness slavery is gone, and thank goodness that we still have people that understand the truth about the Civil War.
We have some. Not many, but we have some. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. We got a break coming up at 512-248-8252. What's the next training coming up, Sam, at Freedom Center?
Oh, let's see here. I'm going to have to go to the website to get the exact dates.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Well, I want to encourage people to check out the training and sign up for the training, and get the skills you need so you in turn can become an instructor for your team back home. And that's one of our goals, isn't it, Sam?
Absolutely. You know, we have people come from all over the country: Idaho, Oregon, Florida, North Carolina, New York, New Hampshire. We've had people from, I think, 42 states now come and train at the Freedom Center. And it's a remarkable thing to hear the same things from people all over the country. They don't teach this stuff at our schools in our state. Or I've traveled all over the country and taken firearms training. None of the schools I've been to teach what you guys teach. This is amazing. You know, that's the kind of feedback we get from our students. And as far as the schedule goes, we have some spots open in the basic tactical handgun and rifle classes July 8th through July 11th. We have a long-range course that has some spots open 7/24, July 24th, and July 25th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. And then we have another enhanced urban vehicle technical class. If you've had the basic course, you can sign up for that. We've got some spots open, and that is July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Now, keep in mind, we have an air-conditioned classroom. We have shade out in the area where we train and shoot. You'll be relatively comfortable in these classes, even in the summertime. It's a great time to come out and train.
It is. It is. And I want to encourage people to consider this and sign up. Let's do that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 28th of June. Well, Sam, this time next week, it'll be July. The year is pretty much half over, isn't it, sir?
It just has flown by. I can't believe that we're at the end of June already, but it's been a great year. You know, we're going to get past these lawsuits this year, and we're going to grow the Freedom Center next year. It's just going to be incredible, and I have great hope for 2022.
Well, I do also. I share your optimism, and we're still in the discovery situation with the lawsuit, sir?
Well, we're now starting to get into trial preparation. So,
all right.
We definitely, if anyone out there can help us with the legal defense fund, we would sure appreciate that. And I want to really thank the Hodel family and the Temez family and these other families that have supported us and allowed us to continue this legal fight. It has made a huge difference. Those donations just, I can't even tell you how much they help us pay those legal fees and continue training. It's been a great thing.
Well, outstanding. And there's a link at my website on my homepage at thelibertyman.com to make a PayPal donation to Freedom Center for the Legal Defense. And we encourage people to do that, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, we're prepping for trial now, and so we're getting behind on the legal fees pretty dramatically, and our lawyers are saying, hey, you need to get us paid.
And that's right.
So we're under a little bit of pressure right now. We could sure use the help. I got to tell you, though, people, get involved in your local government, support your local police, support human rights, you know, defund the criminal cabal called the FBI and the DOJ. If you want to defund anything, defund the criminals in the federal government, but support your local police. You know, they're not the same. Don't treat an FBI agent and a police officer as the same. Be smart enough to know that one is your friend and one is your enemy.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. And that's simply the way it is. Sam, we're pretty much out of time. Your final comment, sir.
Well, John, all I can say is RBN does an amazing job, and if you have the ability to help RBN, I want to thank them, and please support RBN. They do a great job, and they're important to this country. And so I'd like to leave you with that, and let's just let freedom ring. Can't wait to see the Arizona election audit results supposed to come out this week.
That's the beginning of the downfall of Joe Biden and heals up Kamala Harris. All right. Thank you, Sam. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
John, take care, brother. Let freedom ring. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, tomorrow we will have our usual roundtable, and it will be a lot of fun. In the meantime, get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you